Hello, and welcome to Mail Week. We're delivering some of our favorite episodes about letters, packages, and deliveries. Enjoy, and we'll be back with all new episodes next week.
Of all the stories of people who've mailed themselves places, this one stands out. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome to a whole new week of Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that marks some pretty amazing anniversaries. I'm Brady, it's Monday, March 29th, and today's anniversary is definitely one for the record books. It was on this day in 1849 that a man escaped slavery in Virginia by mailing himself to Pennsylvania. His name was Henry Brown, born sometime around 1815, and made to work on a tobacco farm. That's where he met his wife. They had three kids and another on the way when Brown's family was sold without him and sent away to North Carolina. At his lowest point, Brown came up with a way to leave the plantation for good. He and people he knew arranged for a carpenter to build him a wooden box, 3 feet wide, 2 feet deep, and 2.5 feet tall, with three small air holes. They put Brown inside that tiny box with some biscuits and water and hired the Adams Express Company to send it to some abolitionists in Philadelphia. This was a dangerous trip. Even though they'd marked the box this side up with care, it wasn't always kept that way. At least once Brown thought he was finished. But after 27 hours, the box was delivered and it was opened. Brown got out, said, "How do you do, gentlemen," to the abolitionists, and recited a psalm. Once free, Brown went on to become a traveling speaker and entertainer known as Henry Box Brown. He would reenact his escape on stage and later become a magician and mesmerist, sort of like a hypnotist. One perhaps sad irony of his story, though, is that part of his magic act involved making objects disappear and reappear through a mirror box. As a historian told the Washington Post, Brown escaped slavery through the box, but the box was always a part of his story. There's a lot more you can learn about Henry Box Brown. We've got links at CoolWeirdAwesome.com and on Twitter at CoolWeirdPod. And coming up, the story of two people who got pretty good at helping each other out. That's after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon. For as little as a dollar a month, you'll make every new episode possible. And you'll get lots of extras, including sneak previews of upcoming episodes. Learn more today at patreon.com/Brady Carlson. And thanks.
You can get in touch with us whenever you have suggestions or questions, or if we can ever be helpful to you. That's what happened on this day in 2011. Dr. Michael Shannon was driving on the highway in California when another car hit him. He was caught underneath his car, which then caught fire. One of the paramedics who helped rescue him was Chris Trokey. It turned out that when Trokey was a low birth weight newborn, a doctor gave him round-the-clock care and helped save him. That, of course, was Dr. Shannon. I'm Brady. Sometimes people are in the right places at the right times, huh? Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.